With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump in Asheville, North Carolina on Monday offering hope to residents whose lives were turned upside down by flooding and mudslides from Hurricane Helene.
I will support and totally complete the rebuilding of every region and town and city that was devastated by the hurricane, and I will slash through every bureaucratic barrier that you're having already and having problems with right now, I understand pretty badly.
Asheville was impacted by Hurricane Helene 3 weeks ago. Elon Musk is raising a few eyebrows by promising daily $1 million prizes to registered voters in battleground states who sign a petition produced by his Donald Trump-supporting Political Action Committee. Correspondent Mike Catalini reports some legal experts think the proposed deal may violate election laws.
The petition says that you support the First and Second Amendments of the Constitution. The requirement is that you be registered to vote in one of the battleground states. The issue with Musk's $1 million giveaway, according to election law experts I spoke with, is that it's illegal to pay people to vote or register to vote. This kind of walks up to and just edges over the legal line.
Meanwhile, union activists in Michigan are out pounding the pavement, trying to drum up some votes for the Democrat candidate.
Union volunteers from Operating Engineers Local 324 went door knocking in a neighborhood in Southgate, Michigan, to encourage other union members to vote for Kamala Harris. Lee Graham, one of the canvassers, says this election season is the most critical since he became a member of the union 34 years ago.
We've been able to see with this administration on the promises that have been put out there and the promises that have been kept.
I'm Norman Hall.
Could be a slow start on Wall Street. The Dow futures, NASDAQ futures, and S&P 500 futures all pointing downward. Global shares mostly lower in cautious trading ahead of earnings reports. This is SRN News. The persecution of Christian believers is on the rise in Algeria. We get more details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The government there is on a multi-year campaign to snuff out Christianity in the small North African nation after decades of relative tolerance. Nearly all the churches in the country have been abruptly closed down with little explanation. Kelsey Zorzi of ADF International tells the Christian Post, quote, Algeria has systematically been working to prevent the evangelical community from being able to simply worship together. Christians who worship at home are arrested. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion measures are on the ballot in 10 states after heated debates over terminology and impact. That is just in English. Many places where English isn't the primary language among communities of voters, the Federal Voting Rights Act requires that all election information be made available in each community's native language. This is SRN News. Jury selection has begun in the trial of a man charged in New York City in a subway chokehold death.
A jury is being selected in New York for the trial of a U.S. Marine Corps veteran charged with manslaughter for placing a man in a deadly chokehold on the subway last year. Daniel Penny walked into court with his lawyers, not saying anything. The 25-year-old is accused of recklessly causing the death of Jordan Neely, who was a 30-year-old street performer who witnesses say was acting erratically on the train when Penny moved to restrain him. The case sparked debate and division. Penny is white, Neely black. A handful of protesters were outside the courthouse. Julie Walker, New York.
The Walt Disney Company is tapping Morgan Stanley executive James Gorman to serve as its next chairman. Starting early next year, the entertainment giant also announced it anticipates naming its new CEO in early 2026. More on these stories at srnnews.com.